On today's show, we just tossed an iPhone on a table, and you're going to listen to four gringos talking shit. One guy from Pittsburgh, me from Buffalo, a guy from Boston, and a guy from San Francisco Bay Area. You'll be able to tell the guy from Boston because he actually says retarded. So, hey, are you rethinking your life? If so, this is the best time in history to work remotely or retire in paradise. The world's tropical real estate listings are right here. We know the protocol. We can narrow it down for you and point you in the right direction. Get the lowdown. Tell us what you're looking for via email. Our email address is printed in the episode notes. From Studio B and from the seat of my pants in beautiful downtown Cabaretti, welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. I'm Franco. You can find the cost of living, weather information, hotel rates, airline fares, anywhere. Listen here. Broaden your expectations. Get the real feel, the human factor, the hearts, souls, smells, vibes, state of mind from those who are living the Caribbean lifestyle. You won't know no till you go. Tropical paradise waits for you. What are you waiting for?
Hola amigos, this is Don Alejandro de la Vega. Welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. Do you ever dream of living in paradise? Dream no more, my friend. If you are planning on living in the tropics, or if you are a full-on expat, this show is the show for you. Listen and learn how to make the best of your leisure time. It takes more than a plane ticket to fully enjoy the tranquil lifestyle. It is a state of mind. Let's live a better life. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Positive reviews help us rise up the ranks. Please scroll down and click. Support this podcast. Gracias, and enjoy the show.
So do people recognize Thanksgiving in the Dominican Republic?
No, of course not.
Yeah, they do.
No,
you well, do? I see it down at the Janet's, they do turkeys.
Well, because
and stuff
for the gringos.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the Dominicans don't unless they have some kind of a gringo in the family or something like that. Right?
Even then, they don't. Unless you were like, you'd have to, even if you were married to a Dominican woman, you'd have to say, on Thanksgiving Day, I want a turkey. You know? I used to go to Jose O'Shea's to watch football. Big Frank, the owner, happened to be there. It must have been Monday Night Football or something. I'd only go in there if Tom Brady was playing. And I said, hey, come in Thursday. We're having a turkey. And I said, a turkey? Why? He goes, it's fucking Thanksgiving. I was like, oh, shit. That would have went right by. I'm going kite surfing. I forgot about American holidays.
Yeah.
Well, Big D used to do
it. It's a weird holiday, too.
Like a buffet.
It is a strange holiday.
It's a weird one. I mean, yeah. I think about it, okay, because I even see people go to restaurants to eat turkey. It's like, you gotta eat turkey, man.
Yeah, well,
I blow it off. I just totally blow it off.
It's a scam.
Well, it's not
the turkey industry. It's like Christmas is a big commercial scam.
Cranberries, everybody else.
The cranberry season. So
now they have like Son's Day, Daughter's Day, there's Mother's Day, Father's Day, there's probably Aunt's Day.
Oh, sure there is.
They're trying to come up with
There's everything.
Things to get you to buy cars and spend money.
Big D used to do a big Thanksgiving thing every year. And I heard it probably was good because he could cook.
Yeah.
I heard it was really, really good when he had the restaurant in the hill at Susua. And is he even around anymore?
He's got to be dead. He was 900 pounds 15 years ago.
We would have heard.
Eating ribs.
He's a good guy.
Well, he had a place on Susua Beach there. Yeah.
Well, it's still there, but I never see him. So I don't know. If he died,
we must die.
He's infamous, everyone. There would have been a big memorial or something for him. Yeah.
People die here.
Yeah.
Right. If I got shot in Cajon for kicking a cab driver in the stomach, you wouldn't know unless somebody told me. Hey, did you know Peter? Oh yeah, he got shot in Cajon. We're not making any news or any TV.
Tell me about the van last night.
Oh, I heard you almost did a Bruce Lee.
The van was in front of Yankees. The guy left the van running and he went to the food truck last night.
Oh yeah, no, I just said something.
No, you said. Can move the goddamn thing or something like that. You said, and I say, hey, easy, Pedro. And then the guy, you know,
it's a diesel van. He stops right in front of the Yankees.
Left it running.
Goes into the food truck.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, so all the fumes are going here. But somebody else had gotten up. One of the other guys that was sitting more towards the food truck.
Went over and got
him. Went over there and got the guy and said, 10 minutes he was sitting there with the engine running and the diesel exhaust coming right at us.
Turn the fucking thing off.
Exactly right. Or move it forward or something. It parks right in front of us. There's more space up front towards the food truck. You could have come further up.
So what's the water situation now? They've been taking the water because I thought it was because no rain, it's because the pumps broke.
The
right?
Pump, that's what.
Okay, that's better. Because if it was dry enough.
I had water trickling into my cistern, but then it doesn't seem to be running anymore.
Yeah.
I've not had a problem up until just today. My cistern's been full the whole time. But today at about 4 o'clock, I was trying to fill on the washing machine and put no water.
I know a few people who got sick in the last week, and I'm wondering if it wasn't from the water coming out from the water trucks.
Talk to your mom?
Could very well be. Could very well be.
Yeah. You know Kevin, right? You have him? Yes, you do.
I think we met one time, yeah.
Okay, Charlie's. This is my friend David. Charlie's.
Right. Charlie's.
You know, you ate my ice cream when you literally bought
me. No, I bought one for me and one for you.
Oh. I said the same thing. He comes out the desk. I said, you eating my daughter's ice cream?
Why are you recording?
We're doing a podcast.
Oops. Right. You're right.
No, come sit down.
Tell us about Thanksgiving. Do you recognize Thanksgiving because your father's a gringo? Or do you care?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have two Thanksgivings.
Oh, well, what's the other one?
The Dominican one, the 24th.
Oh, I didn't know you had one here.
The 24th of what? Of November? No.
That's Christmas.
That's Christmas.
That's my Thanksgiving.
That's what Dominicans get to be thankful for, Christmas.
Well, it's true, though.
Yeah.
Like, Christmas here is not Christmas Day. It's Christmas Eve.
Right.
And there's no presents. It's all about the biggest meal of the year.
Right.
Roasted pig, all, 24 hours on the ground. And
it's not gift giving.
No, because they don't have money, right? So they have that silly.
I always thought that was a bullshit thing anyway, man. You give me underwear?
Yeah.
Or the pressure.
You really give me fucking underwear?
And then what if there's six people and you can't buy one, you're going to buy six.
I
and then you don't, it's the stress of that. Is
and then it's like, what do you buy? What do you need? Yeah. What do you want?
I would buy my mother a Led Zeppelin t-shirt and she wouldn't like it. It's like, I'll put them in. I buy what I like. So if you don't like it, I just take it.
I had a girlfriend in Sabinetta one Christmas, and it was Christmas Eve, and they went all out there. They made a pig. I mean, it was a really nice party.
They buy a dress for the photo.
You know, how many children and her aunt, blah, blah, blah. And we went and we bought gifts for everybody, and so we had gifts for under the tree. And I got there, and there was another kid there that I didn't recognize, and I'm like, I said to her aunt, I said, oh my God, I got something for all the kids, and I have nothing for this kid. She says, Dominicans, kids are tough, we'll get over it. I gave him a couple hundred pesos. But it was a beautiful, beautiful family Christmas, like one of the best Christmases I ever had.
Oh, I've had 20 of them. I mean, they're great, it's great. It's a super family oriented.
Yeah, the family, the community, all the love, and then they invite. After everybody eats, then they open the door and they invite anybody outside.
Neighbors. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, they start doing the plates to take up to the old lady over here.
Yeah. Everybody gets to eat. As long as there's food, everybody gets to eat. That's the list.
We're very communal like that. Yeah. But I mean, that's one of the blessings of part, like Nietzsche said, blessed be a little farmer. You know, you learn to share. Yeah. There's always enough rice that extra person can.
But Thanksgiving shouldn't be in a restaurant. It should be at home.
Absolutely.
Home.
Yeah. And do you really want to stand in line, reservation, and then the place is packed, so you can't get a drink. You sit there for 45 minutes. It's a pain in the ass. You don't like it? Why not?
Yeah, that's my point.
So well, these guys are all putting me on, and you're all.
We ate ours.
They all ate all their food. I thought it was good.
It was good.
I don't like mushrooms. That's why I don't like it.
Well, then take the mushrooms out.
I don't like that many vegetables. You put too much vegetables. You look like my grandma cooking.
Your grandmother doesn't cook vegetables.
Yes, she does.
Everything's fried. This is healthy. You want to be strong.
I am. I play ball again. And, oh, I didn't tell you what happened today at school. Something was building. And then it was like, okay, imagine the hoop was
Come here and tell us.
Come over here.
Come here and tell us.
So we can hear
you. We all want to hear.
The hoop was like, I kept two corners. Let's say the ending of the pool right there, right? And the hoop was like right there, right? And then we were playing basketball. And it was my turn to shoot. I shot it, made it in. It did not even hit the rim.
Let's call it swish.
I don't know, but it was like a three-pointer or something like that.
Next time you do it, you go, nothing but net, bitch.
Yeah, nothing but net.
Two.
It was like,
good job.
And then we played volleyball, but it was lame because we were the best.
Her first swish.
I love playing basketball. I always played basketball.
Yeah, I love basketball. I was just about a month or two ago. I showed up in this court as a teenager there shooting, and I rolled on. I just the same thing.
School
nailed that shot.
When I met my wife, there's a school up on the hill there with a basketball court, and her two nephews were like 16 and 18,
and they're talking shit, and I'm like,
hey, come play basketball with us, and I said, all right, let, how about 2-on-1, the two of you against me, and they're laughing their heads off, we're going to wipe you off the court. I said, well, then let's make a bet. I said, what's the bet? I said, if you guys win, I'll give you each 500 pesos, which is a ton of money. I said, but if I win, you have to, when we get back to the family, in front of, and she's got like 10 sisters, the mother, the father, you have to tell everybody that you are my nieces. Well, we got home and that. I'm Pedro's niece. I beat them like 21-4 and then like 21-3. Just whooping the shit out of them. Even though they're young and athletic, they don't know how to play. You know, I could make a move on them.
Yeah, I was playing one-on-one against a girl that it was in Hawaii. That she was on the basketball team. She was on the high school basketball team. We were playing at 21, and I was down 11-1. I came back and beat her.
Nice.
I came back and beat her.
Well, if you're a good shooter.
I was like going, well, you just
get your
composure. You just, you know.
Yeah.
And I just started nailing everything. I just wasn't hitting it.
Did you ever see the video of the retarded kid in like a high school in New Hampshire? And he loved basketball, so they let him be like an honorary member of the team, and he was like the water boy, and he would show up to every game in a suit and tie, and he's just a sweet kid, but he was autistic, or I think he was retarded. So they make it to the state finals, they're in like the championship game, and the team's up by like 30 points with like 5 minutes to go.
They put him in. Ah, nice.
And the auditorium goes ape shit. They throw him the ball, he throws it up, nails a three-pointer.
No kid, yeah.
He threw 7 3-pointers in a row, one at the buzzer.
Is it a movie or?
This is a true story.
Oh, yeah.
There's a news clip, you can type it in. Type in autistic, I think he's autistic, or retarded basketball high school kid, and it'll come up on, it'll be the first thing on YouTube, and it'll make you cry. They carry up, like 100 people carried him out of the thing, and it's just awesome. Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel had a kid on, a high school player, who scored 110 points in one game.
Jesus.
And Jimmy Kimmel says, they could put me on the court alone.
I saw a property today when I was studying real estate. They had a nice basketball court.
That wasn't the Riverfront place.
No, these are up in the 400s or 450. Yeah.
So you've got a cottage up in Haramakoa.
Yes.
I love Haramakoa. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's a whole different
really
whole other world. Yeah.
Totally. This
pine trees.
Cool. And
Stay there. Much drier than here.
We still planning on going there next week? Or
Yeah.
What day are you thinking?
Tuesday?
What are you doing?
We're looking at property and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You going to stay for a couple nights?
Yeah.
At least a night or two, right? Just get a hotel somewhere?
Yeah.
I used to always stay at the Hara Garagua Road. The one on the river.
Garagua. I've never been there.
Oh, it's really nice. I mean, it's cheap, 1,000 pesos a night.
We were working on it. We were looking at this riverfront today. We were like debating this. They had this like two bedrooms with an outdoor communal area, but right on the river.
I like that.
I was thinking, wow, you could launch a canoe or kayak right there. Yeah. I mean, there's all.
But that looked like a pretty small river. It wasn't.
It did look like it might be shallow.
The main rafting is on the Rio Yaquita Norte, and that's where Johnny and I overturned, and I almost bought the farm actually.
Oh,
just some class 4 rapids, dude.
I did that once.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Yeah.
It wasn't super dangerous. It was really dark. We had a
depends on how much water.
It was medium, so it was exciting enough, but it wasn't thrilling. But it wasn't, okay, everybody get out and push.
Now it would be a pretty gentle, because we had no rain, right? But when the rain recharges the reservoirs, and it comes.
That's what I was thinking about, the flood potential, all that stuff.
You can get good flash flooding. You get it, because the way the rain comes down, you get 20 minutes of that.
How far up the slope you are, too, as to how much of a
gets
a
the
flood
momentum
potential there is. But I was thinking that's one.
It can rain.
What's
like
the 100-year high water level on this thing?
Well, it's real mountainous, right? So Ronco itself is in the valley at about 500 meters, but like my cabin is at 906 meters, but it's very steep. I mean, the mountain's very steep. So it depends on where.
Are you on that mountain where that revolving restaurant?
No, well, that's Hamaca de Dios.
Okay.
My place is in a place called Quincas del Bosque, but.
Is that restaurant still operational?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Is it the same? It's not the same family, is it?
Well, he still owns the restaurant, Michael Ballantyne.
The guy from California.
He's in Florida now. He's in Florida.
Because I remember the last time I had gone, we were sitting with the owners, and they were selling and getting out because they had bought, when they bought the restaurant, they bought the land from the restaurant up.
Well, they had it all.
Well, at this point, they just had that, and that was where they were going to develop and make all their money. And the government came in and said, oh, we're going to take this.
That's right. They took it
and they went to international court. They won. The government still said, nope.
They didn't compensate them for it?
No, they were. Okay. They just claimed. I mean, maybe they got 10% of the value.
They ultimately lost in an arbitration. Or
they
mediation,
did.
In a mediation, yeah. At The Hague. Well, not in The Hague, but it was a court that's in The Hague, some kind of an worldwide
international arbitration disputes.
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly right. Yeah. So unfortunately,
it just got totally the rug yanked out.
Exactly right. Yeah, it's a really unfortunate deal. So, but it's beautiful up there. Really
in the nice. U.S., you got to pay. I guess when they do that, they have to pay 1.5% of the value or something like that.
What good is that?
In mediation, in a
say they're going to put a highway through it, they want to take your property.
Oh, okay. Oh,
they give you 1.5%
of the value.
Well, where's the justice in that?
Well, you get overvalue.
Overvalue.
Okay, that's fair. You said value plus a little.
Oh, like 150% of the value.
Yeah.
1.5 times the value.
Which is still, you're still getting screwed, but at least.
Or maybe not.
Fair enough compensation.
Yeah, you're supposed to be overcompensated.
Yeah, because you're being made
to give up what you've got. Yeah, it could be family land.
It's not fair, sacred
maybe
value.
More than that, but I think it's 1%.
Well, at least they give you
it's 100% plus another 50%.
Yeah, we work on how to value the individual. Oh, that's good.
At least
he was left holding the bag. I mean, zero.
That happened.
Well, it was in the mediation court in, I think it was actually New York. No, it was Washington, D.C. But it's a court that's headquartered in The Hague. And it was actually a lawsuit brought under DR Capital. It gets rather detailed, but anyway. So, kind of an international thing, unfortunately. It didn't turn out so well.
Well, all these houses on the side of the road, like when you go up the mountain, they're right on the road.
Because
the government owns their land, so
right.
You can build there. But they don't have to lend us. So at any point in time, the government can just
If you go up any mountain, you'll see the houses are right along the side of the road, and then there's nothing because within that 30 or 50 meters, you can squat and build a house.
Yeah, the government owns it, you own it.
Government, yeah, and then if I guess generational, it's, you know, you get, what's it called, what's the term, you get a...
Grandfather, maybe, or something, I don't know.
When you squat long enough, it becomes yours. Eminent domain or whatever.
Yeah, but not on the side of the road here. The government always owns that. That's one of the reasons. Well, none of the houses are very nice anyway.
Cuyahoga is all lotted.
Yeah.
Nobody really owns anything.
Very few.
Once you got a desk lender and you have title, there are very, very few titles in there.
And difficult to get.
It took Smitty, who's on the next street, right across from the Colmado where we sit there, after Jensen's.
Right.
Uh-huh. He's got a big, beautiful piece. It took him 30 years to get his Tesla.
Yeah.
I looked at the place by the lagoon there. I really liked it. And Jensen told me not to do it. He said, I'll never get in the cylinder. They might not kick me out, but I'll always be the gringo living in Garcia's house. Okay. And if I fix it up, that's when they'll come out of the woodwork and say, hey, this is mine.
Right. Yeah. I bought my house for $20,000, and I'm two houses back from the lagoon. And I thought, I said, you're not going to get a title. And Guzman said, nah, it's not a good idea. Don't do it. And I thought, if I have it for 5 years, it's like I paid $500
a month. Right.
Yeah,
somewhere to calculate the risk.
Yeah, and they're not going to do it. Because if it's me, it's everybody. And it'll be World War III in the world. Right. There'll be dead police everywhere.
That's how Johnny plays it, right? He buys properties with no title.
When he bought, the place where Sonya lives has no title, and the lot that he bought a while back has no title. And furthermore, they can't because they're too close to the lagoon. So that's actually purely...
National Park or whatever.
Yeah, it's... Somebody told me you can't build within 60 meters of the ocean.
Yeah,
the mean water level of the ocean.
Look at the new places right here. Breeze and Lifestyles. Infinity. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
They're all 10 meters from the ocean. Right. And then you can only go, what is it, three stories?
Three stories.
And half of them are four or five.
Yeah,
they
put the fourth one.
You can do the fourth
one. Set it back a little way.
It's not legal and you can't sell it. You can still build it. They won't stop you from building it. It has to be. I went through this. I have permits to build on my place.
Isn't that something about the wind?
They changed the winds for kiting. Huh? Yeah,
a fourth floor.
That it would destroy kiting, which would in turn destroy tourism.
And the reason this town is here basically is kiting.
Yeah, the reason everybody
else had to pay off, and supposedly, according to my architect, I won't get hit again. But
you will.
Yeah,
I'll probably get hit again. It may be done script. Yeah, you won't know it's really happening.
Does anybody know what happened with the bypass?
No.
They need it though. They need a bypass. The downtown is insane.
It's awful. It's awful.
And the president of the country is from around here.
He owns the big closed casino. What's that? Whole joint called just before Seahorse Ranch.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. He owns it.
He owns the whole thing. It's like three miles of beach all the way up to the road, and he owns that. And that's pretty close to where they started doing the bypass. And
I heard the equipment came in.
Well, they went all the way to Cuyahoga.
And then he stopped. Did.
Yeah, from Sisui. Yeah,
they graded out the base.
So everything.
And so if you go in where they had the construction equipment,
which is all gone, they put a fence. It's done.
So they graded it and then they just stopped.
It's one of those things. Okay, here's $5 million. Everybody takes their chunk. They make it look like they're doing something. Okay, fold it up. Everything.
So if we could drive into that area, we could drive all the way back to the...
Yes, I think so. I wanted to grab my motorcycle and go up there 100 times. I never did. Yeah. But now they put a fence.
Oh, okay.
So that you can't get
in.
I always wanted to see how far have they gone. What does it look like? Where does it cut through?
I heard
they got to rip a lot of houses down going through the Cuyahoga.
Well, they're down. It's down by the. It's pretty far back.
Like down by 12, all the way down.
It's all the way down. It's like by the caves.
Correct. Yeah,
that's
correct.
Blow through Giant's property.
So they have to blow through Barrio Blanco too.
So yeah, they would. You would imagine it'd be like one street where they'd have to fuck everybody. like that kind. Yeah. Okay, here, that's the kind of thing. They okay, were supposed to come here's 1.5 of what we value to be 10 grand.
I don't like,
even though you put 80 grand into it.
If they ever finish it, I don't like them bypassing Cabaretti, because that'll take Central Cabaretti, and if nobody drives through, that won't be good for business.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
It would be perfect. Yes,
it drive will. Through.
I was going to be pedestrian. No. They were going to do all pedestrian, right?
Yeah, they were going to have electric go karts.
Yeah,
and no vehicles.
Oh, it could be trucks, tables out on the street.
Yeah, all that. The values would go through the roof.
Trucks and
as long as they have ways to get to it.
But you got
to
feel Black still needs a beer delivery.
Well, you want the cars to have to drive through town.
Having a service truck. So
then they should do what you do in a place like New York City. Yeah. Your truck deliveries are between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Like they're going to do that here. Yeah, okay.
They do the opposite. They tore up the sidewalks in like May. When do they start fixing them? November. Every year. You come to Cabaret, it's a dust bowl of workers on Christmas Day.
You gotta admit, they are doing a good job.
They're working,
really
though. I mean, I've seen them working lately.
They just did.
I brought all the water the other day, 2 days ago.
Right in the center of town, finally.
I bought like 5 liters of water and brought it out to those guys the other day. They're out there working. They don't have any water. They don't have anything.
You got them a big bottle?
I got like 5 liters. And I brought it out cold. Cold water, They were really good. I gave them $1 million, man. They were really happy.
I bet.
Every time I go by, hey man, my friend.
I remember when they tore it up a few years back. They tore up all those streets to put in the water pipes, and then they paved all the roads. And this, of course, was December, January, February, and where everything was covered in dust, and it was just awful. And then they realized they didn't connect any of the hotels or anything.
Right. So they had to.
They waited until the next November to tear the road up again. Well, the next high season is just ludicrous.
Right.
It's intentional. It's got to be intentional.
So they cut all across to go from the ocean side to the mountainside where the pipeline was, right? And so they had to cut these channels. They came in and paved the road, but they paved the road before they cut the channels to connect all the oceanside hotels,
of course,
to the pipeline that was running on the mountainside. Okay, so lay down the pavement, et cetera, et cetera. So sometime later they come in and they cut all these channels across to connect the hotels to the pipeline on the mountainside, right? Okay, on the other side of the road, right? So those things stay open for 3-4 years until they fill them in, okay? And you hit it with your car, man. It was.
I like when they decided to build, they needed a sewage treatment plant for Cabaret. So where do they build it? In Quentro.
Yeah.
So you have to pump everything up.
At the top of the hill.
Why don't you just use gravity?
Yeah.
It's free. It's free and it's reliable.
Yeah. And it's never been.
And then they did all they got 3/4 of that. Yeah, fuck it.
And it's never been operational.
Nope. And then they just completely abandoned it.
At least 10 years later.
I know you guys have been here longer than me. I think how long have you been here, Dave?
I've been here since 2008.
Okay. Well, I've been here 10 or 11 years. You've been here 20 years. You've been here.
15.
Well, I know when I was first here, there was no fire truck or no ambulance.
Correct.
Not until like 2 years ago.
Right, but when they first got that fire truck, it's a tanker truck. And I think they got it donated. But anyway, they went to
use it. Of course they did. They're not buying it.
It was a fire in Pro Cap, and they all jumped in the truck, and they put the siren on, they whipped back there. But guess what they never did?
Put water in it.
No water in the tank.
I remember that. There they are with the empty tank watching the hose pump.
Whose job was it to put water? I don't know. I thought it came with water. it's a fire truck.
The Dominican government in Cabaretti ain't got nothing on the Three Stooges.
Anybody need anything? I need a beer.
I'll take a beer if there's any that I can add.
Okay.
If there's any.
There probably isn't any beer.
Is this the way?
Yeah, you need 2 hands.
Yeah, it's a
Dominican door.
It's a pain in the ass. It's really tough.
Thank you.
You got to be Superman.
Hey, Superman.
Superman's here.
There he is.
Right here.
In
right
the
here.
House.
Right.
Yeah.
Things are improving, though, I got to say. I mean, the sidewalks, the lights.
Yeah, that's astounding to me.
I mean, honestly, how long have we been here?
Forever.
How much improvement until now have you seen? Very little, right?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. intentional decay.
And they're doing a nice job too. That's the part that
that's
usually
true,
when they're trying to prove something.
Yeah, they're not just laying down tar for sidewalks.
Put trees in. Right. They put nice
Left all those. Yeah. We're gonna have nice palm trees every 10 years.
Exactly.
It's all locking
and lights.
It's locking
and lights. And those lights are gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. And they've got them. There's the holes are still sitting under the wiring in them, right in front of like Bank of Popular, and then in front of the other plaza there, and I guess they're waiting on the lights, but the wiring is
there. Wiring's there. Yeah, yeah. You notice the girls down there are a lot better looking now because of the light.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, they're
good
right
point.
Now
that's a good point. Yeah,
you
yeah. It helps us
sure.
A lot.
Shadows.
I find half the girls I've been with it look better with low lighting.
Yeah. And that's what they say about you.
It's
good for us too.
The truth is the truth. No, I look good. They look at your pocket, how big, and they look at your bulge. And I don't mean the one in the middle. I mean to the left or the right.
Ready for mixed
drink? How big is that? How big is that wallet?
I gotta go get another one. Look at that.
Man, the evaporation is.
It's the climate.
Go again.
Yeah.
It's the climate.
The dry climate. The dry climate. You open the beer, next thing you know, it's evaporated. Yeah.
It's a dry heat.
You're right.
So I remember I was sitting around, my buddy goes, "Oof, sun is hot today." It is a billion degrees of exploding liquid magma.
Yeah, it tends to
it's
be
pretty fucking hot.
Yeah.
I want to come back to Barabacoa for a minute and this island. You know, we got the beaches here that are great. Cabarete is a really good place to live. I think we all agree with that, right?
Sure.
So, but 2 hours away is mountains that are, well, 2.5 hours away is mountains that are over 10,000 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
Pine forest, you know, it's beautiful.
Strawberries.
I mean,
strawberries. Frosty mornings.
Right. It's below zero in Constanza yesterday.
Really?
On DR1 today. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. -1.
I haven't looked at DR1 in a long time.
So I need to bring a sweatshirt, huh?
Yeah, actually.
Oh,
you do. Yeah,
absolutely.
Actually, yeah,
it
yeah,
gets chilly as hell up there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. So it's so different. I mean,
that'd be nice. I need to get out of here for a couple of days.
Yeah, you can light a fire.
Let's do it. Let's do it. But it's just, you know, it's night and day difference. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't drink much beer, David. So you can even.
He's just learning.
Top. Yeah. We're reaching
the
absolute
top.
Top
man,
the
table, man.
He doesn't. He
really going to drink more.
He may not finish that.
There's a chance I will.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
Everything is possible.
You invite people into your home.
I'm curious to get
your dinner tonight. So we bring a few beers. And then when we leave, whatever beers are left are yours.
All those that are left.
I feel like when we go to David's to jam, and when we leave, it's like take the beer out of the refrigerator and put it back in the bag. Okay, we'll see you later. As I said to Grant, like, we should get a six-pack or just bring. And he's like, "Well, I'm not drinking." Like, well, it doesn't fucking matter. You've been invited to somebody's home,
right? Yeah,
to their private studio.
Don't,
you
don't
go in empty-handed.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're a non-drinker, I brought a bottle of wine for the house.
Yeah.
I brought a parrot. Here's a parrot. Take care of that for the next 55 years.
Here, take care of my dog for a while, too.
My mom had a little parakeet thing. Apparently, they only live like 7 or 8 or 9 years. She had him for 32 years.
Really?
Yeah. He just died.
My friends in New York, one time, a neighbor came over, and he said, "Hey," he goes, I had a party this weekend, and I got extra beer. Would you guys like to have it?" We just start laughing. Extra beer.
That's a
what's that?
Never heard. Another episode saying an extra smoke. No, this pack only came with 20.
I was taking pictures of this hummingbird hanging out with me today.
Oh, nice.
There's quite a few hummingbirds here, but you know.
Oh yeah. I've always
he kept coming back. You know, and I was like walking up and I was talking to him. And,
oh, yeah.
You know,
I've got one on my.
He would leave. I've got one
on my balcony
at
Cedar Hill. I always see them.
I got one in my patio in the poor thing. It's in my plastic plants all the time. It's in kind of plastic plants.
Looking for it.
You're cool.
I know. I feel bad. I should pour some honey on it or something.
Hey, get yourself a hummingbird feeder.
Yeah.
If they're coming in, get
and then
feeder.
They'll really come.
Nah. How about not?
Oh, okay. All right.
Holy unless they eat mosquitoes or something.
Wow.
That's why.
You guys
don't
want to see this.
That's why.
Wait. No. You don't want to see.
Look, just give me.
Oh, you know her. Yeah.
That's my daughter's mother.
it actually looks like my daughter's mother.
Yeah, baby, young.
Well, that's happened to us all before. Somebody says, "Oh, here, this girl I met." You're like, I know her.
Yeah. So I'm staying here for a few months while my buddies. Traveling around Europe, and he's in Mexico. He'll be back next week, and I'm buddies with all his golfing pals, and one of them has been renting this house across the street for a year. He just moved to the palace, and we're at Chicken Wing Wednesday or something. He goes, oh yeah,
this fucking smoking hot black chick across the street. I go, it's my 15-year-old daughter. I saw.
Yeah. But how do you know, right?
Mike says, I see this. Smoking girl walk out, so I backed up a little bit and pretended I was looking for an address. And he's talking about it. They're like, that's the house, is that where you live? Yeah, that's my daughter, you asshole.
I'm like, did your wife know you were backing up?
Let's tell that joke to your wife. She'll think it's hysterical, too.
Beauty is beauty, man.
Beauty is beauty. And age is very, very hard to tell.
For me, I can't.
It's it's impossible.
So even a girl at La Rosa, I was going, take a look at her.
Oh, right.
But I'm like trying to figure out if her age.
Is she 30 or under?
You have underage. If you're having a conversation with a bunch of gringos in this country and you want it to get quiet, just mention underage girls. Everybody shuts up.
Yeah.
It's
not a place you want to go.
It's like nobody who wants to ask for a cedula. Hey, let me see your identification.
I think, in my experience, if you're questioning, she's probably underage.
Yeah, of course.
Because an 18-year-old girl here looks 30. So she looks like she might be 16 or 17. She's probably 13.
Right. Why is that the age early? Age young,
like they blossom young.
They grow up early, shall we say?
Too much. They don't do the hormones in the chickens here, do they?
Yeah. That's an old. I haven't heard that theory in a long time.
So there you have it, folks. Off the top of. Four residents, expats from the United States, just talking shit. Hear more talking shit next week. In the meantime, if you got something to say, just use your superpowers and download the Anchor mobile app. That's the host of this show. Search Paradise, Tropical Paradise Waits. Tap first message. Leave a message. Or you can email me, FrancoGringle13@gmail.com. That email is printed in the episode notes. Remember, smart people listen to podcasts. Tell your friends. Google us. We're at the top of Google. Tropical Paradise Waits is presented by Elusive Media. New shows dropped every Sunday. I look forward to hearing you listen. Remember, if you're local here in Cabaretti or from anywhere as far as that goes, and you have something you want to promote, not necessarily a business, but maybe yourself, your lifestyle, or anything you want to talk about, get a hold of us. That's what this show is for.
I've never been the best.
And I would like to thank Olivia Rodriguez for the nice background music she's providing with us right now. So until next week, Hasta la semana que viene. Adios. Ten cuidado. Sé feliz. Ciao, baby.